This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After pleading guilty to federal charges, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort says he will cooperate with the special counsel's Russia investigation. AP's Warren Levin says
Washington, D.C. Judge Amy Berman Jackson says Paul Manafort's plea deal requires him to cooperate fully and truthfully with the special counsel's investigation. The former Trump campaign chairman avoided a second trial on charges for financial crimes. He was convicted on 8 counts last month in Virginia. The charges stem from Manafort's work on behalf of a Russian-backed party in Ukraine, not the Trump presidential campaign. And the White House press secretary said in a statement, Manafort's decision to plead guilty and cooperate is totally unrelated to the president. He had floated the possibility of a pardon for Manafort after he refused to plead in his first trial. I'm Warren Levinson.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that he has no intention of backing down in the face of a resurgent Russia, insisting the Western alliance will hold a firm.
America's NATO allies employed tens of thousands of intelligence personnel, giving the United States better eyes and better ears.
Tensions between Russia and the West have been rising steadily in recent years. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the enforcement of United Nations sanctions on North Korea is critical. He says he's taking aim at Moscow and remarks to reporters.
Russia has actively attempted to undermine the U.N. Security Council resolutions, the work of the 1718 Committee, the committee at the U.N. that evaluates compliance with sanctions, by attempting to change the language there.
Pompeo's remarks came after the U.S. accused Russia of altering a U.N. report to cover up Moscow's alleged violation of U.N. sanctions on North Korea. Both Russia and China have pushed for the U.N. Security Council to ease sanctions on Pyongyang. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The newly appointed United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Brian Nichols, says Zimbabwe must follow through and promise reforms if it wants U.S. sanctions to be lifted on the country. He told VOA the newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, will get the full support of the U.S. government if he implements legal changes promised during the election campaign. Nichols said those reforms include observing the rule of law and allowing citizens such freedoms as access to information and freedom of speech. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a U.S. bishop accused of sexually harassing adults just ahead of discussing wide-ranging sexual abuse allegations in the American church with U.S. Catholic leaders. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Francis has summoned senior Catholic bishops from around the world to the Vatican in February to work out how the church can protect the young. But the avalanche of allegations keeps coming. Abuse scandals have shaken confidence in the church in the United States, Chile, Australia, and Ireland. Germany is the latest. Der Spiegel magazine reporting Wednesday on a leaked study commissioned by German bishops. It found that more than 1,600 clerics had sexually abused more than 3,600 minors, mostly boys, over a period of 70 years. And it catalogued face-saving cover-ups by the church, which often chose switching the accused to new posts over disciplinary action.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a tropical storm and has left at least 5 people dead after it made landfall in the southeastern U.S. state of North Carolina. Roy Cooper is North Carolina's governor.
Swift water rescue teams and other first responders have rescued hundreds of people in New Bern. Teams from local areas, other states, and the Coast Guard are responding to calls for help, and they are conducting searches of the flooded areas.
The U.S. Hurricane Center predicts as much as 101 centimeters of rain for some parts of North Carolina. A super typhoon is dumping rain and destruction in the Philippines. This came ashore earlier with winds of 270 kilometers per hour. At least 2 people are dead from a landslide. Weather forecasters predict that the storm will head toward Hong Kong and southern China by Monday. An Indian court has ruled that there is enough evidence to send India's former UN climate chief to trial on charges of stalking and sexual harassment in a case filed by a former female colleague in New Delhi. And the first inter-Korean summit of 2018, a sunny spectacle in late April, reduced war fears on the peninsula. The second emergency one in May helped ensure a historic meeting between the North Korean leader and the President Donald Trump. Now it's a third summit being announced. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.